Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you. Obviously, woo-hoo! Folks, the NBA is in full tilt. The playoffs are just fantastic. I'm loving it. There is drama galore, suspense galore, and we're going to get into all of that. A great game tonight coming up, the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. So there's much to talk about, even a little football and baseball. So we'll do all of that. We got Marcus Johnson, whose son, Josiah Johnson, was on last night. We had a lot of fun with him, and the dad's on today. He calls sports for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a TV analyst there, long time, and actually played for the Bucks as well. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. I heard it was a scorcher there in L.A. today.
It is still a scorcher, absolutely. It's been so hot here, but we're not complaining. It's summertime, right? So, you know,
so you must be out. You must have been out earlier today in your Daisy Dukes, flip-flops.
Okay, yeah.
Toes all out and all that stuff, right?
You definitely don't know who you're talking to. Daisy Dukes? I don't think so. No, it was definitely a warm one. But a lot to do, a lot of interesting stuff going on. And,
yeah,
of course, today is a trash-talking Tuesday.
That's right. You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in the third hour of the show, 6:35-ish Pacific, 9:35-ish Eastern. And so get your takes ready. Come correct. Who'd you trash today on Deadspin?
Big Baby. Glenn Davis for you know what I mean.
Lucky the Leprechaun.
Yeah. Is there? Let me just get this straight. There is no Lucky the Leprechaun, right? Like, that's not real. He's not a real person, right?
No. It's a mascot logo, and the whole notion that you would revel in somebody being injured. You know, Chris, is such a to make it to the NBA, such a fraternity. I just feel like other athletes appreciate what you got to put in, that you can't do that. I just
– right. And knowing Glenn, Big Baby, I don't think he was reveling. I think he was trying to be like, yeah, you messed with the luck. You know, Leprechaun. I think he was serious about that, but I don't think he understood how it looked. You know what I mean? It looked like
it's
you
a
are
bad
reveling.
Look.
Yeah, you can't
do that.
That's
what I'm saying. And he did take it down because people came down on him. You just shouldn't. Right. You got to be real careful with that when you talk about somebody getting hurt. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You know, you talk about karma. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just not a good look. That's all.
All right. So we got that and plenty of stuff to get into. Even Charles Barkley. Talking about stuff, political incorrectness, cancel culture. So we'll even address a bit of that. We got the Odd Couple Crew super producer, Rob G, in full effect. On the boards, the ones and the twos, the wheels of steel, Mr. Alex Teicher, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get it started. Big game tonight, as I mentioned. Milwaukee at Brooklyn. This is all of a sudden a 2-2 series. Milwaukee down 2-0. Crushed in game two by 49. Well, down by 49 points. Lost by 39.
Yeah.
Came back, looked good in games three and four.
Well, they got lucky at the end. They could have lost game three, but the Nets
I was talking with somebody in the Nets organization today. I was like, I know you guys are kicking yourself for game
three. That was
three.
A game right there. They like, had yeah, that.
Right. There would be no worries, even though you lost game four. And who knows how that would have gone.
Would be
because,
up 3-1.
You know,
right.
Right.
Up,
you're up 3-1, even without Kyrie and James Harden, who will be back tonight. And we'll get into that in a moment. You still would be very much in command. But now you got a dogfight. And because of that, I don't want to say because of that, but James Harden, Rob, I'm told he has been chomping at the bit to get back, which I believe he wants.
I totally get that, Chris, because this is why he came. This is, he's the one who picked Brooklyn, remember?
Absolutely.
This is why he came. It was killing him 43 seconds into this thing. The second round, he came up lame. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he gave up a lot to come to Brooklyn. He to some people, he messed with his reputation, right? When he left Houston the way he did. We talked about it, Rob. A lot of people wouldn't have voted for him MVP, even if he had been healthy,
he left Houston. And he could have gotten another $100 million, Chris, guaranteed. That was sitting
That's
there.
That's money he gave up, right. And, Rob, people were – now, he obviously played so well in Brooklyn that he enhanced his reputation. But in Houston – I mean, Rob, it was commonplace every few months or so to hear somebody say he's the best one-on-one player we've ever seen, right? Yeah, when he was Houston, averaging 34, averaging 36. So he gave up all of that to get to Brooklyn. He's still obviously a superstar, but he took a different role and played it to the hilt. And so, he gave up a lot to get back. So you're right. I'm sure I see why he's ready to get back out there.
I am too. And I'm going to say the same thing I said. If he's going to be in the condition that Anthony Davis was when he came back out, and you know I was against that because Anthony was coming back from a couple of ailments, and I just thought it was asking a lot. And especially we had talked to people about a groin, and they said it had to be 2 weeks minimum to even think you could get out there. If James Harden is wincing and doing any of that, you know, from the word go, as we saw with Anthony Davis, then it's a bad move by the Nets. They said prior to Kyrie's injury, Chris, that he was progressing. They thought he might even come back with Green. You remember Jeff Green made it back?
Talk about it. Right.
So there was already talk about it. So I do believe Steve Nash, and he said that they were going to look at this independently from Kyrie. Now, obviously, Kyrie being out, and this being a pivotal game
five. And the talk
five,
is that he might miss the rest of the series.
Right. That they just feel like they can't wait. Too. Right, yeah, that they can't wait. You know what I mean? That
right.
If James can give it a go, they're going to give it a go. And if James can play, and it's not even, he doesn't have to score 50 points, Chris. You know he's a facilitator as well and set up guys. And if he can knock down threes and become a guy you have to guard, that opens up those secondary players. And that's what they need. They need that other guy out there. So you can't just key in on Kevin Durant.
No, he changes everything because right? Durant was going to have to be not only the guy that they need to give him 35 plus, but he was going to be the facilitator. He was going to be handling the ball. So he was going to have to try to get his. And you know they're going to double him. So try to get his against double teams and set up everybody else. And he can do that. But he's not LeBron. He's not Luka Doncic. You know, it's not his greatest skill set. So he could do it, but not to the level that they can. So this certainly changes everything. And as far as Harden coming back, you know, obviously if he can't really move very well, then you don't put him out there. And I really don't think they would put him out there if he could hardly move. But I have no problem with giving it a try. Yeah, I don't have a problem with what Anthony Davis did. He'll be fine. It's a groin. Now, I had a huge problem with Kevin Durant going out there in Golden State.
We both, that was the first guess. You remember that? We talked about that at length.
Right, and we were like, look, we're not doctors. You don't have to be a doctor to know. You don't really mess with that. It was too close to the Achilles, Rob. You know what I mean? And I just thought that was... I mean, remember, when he went out there, he couldn't cut. Remember, it was like he's trying to go out there and just run in a straight line and just try to catch and shoot jumpers all game, and he actually shot it well. But that was clearly not something he should have done. I think the groin or the hamstring is different. Anthony Davis will be fine. He'll heal up. He's got all offseason to do it. If James Harden re-aggravated the hamstring or whatever, he'll be fine. And I just think if he wants to go, if the doctors are like, we think you're good, then I've got no problem with it, with him going out there. I mean, look what happened in game one, Rob. He seemed like he was fine. And 43 seconds in, he injured the hamstring. So even if you feel good, there's a chance it'll go early. So I'm fine with him going out there. And I think, you know, I know Rob G said earlier, when we met earlier, Rob, that you risk losing Harden for the rest of the playoffs. Look, with Kyrie out, with Harden out, I don't think there'll be a rest of the playoffs for the Nets. And so, again, as long as you're not putting him in major jeopardy, I mean, he's not like 40, 50%, and he feels good about it, I'm fine with him getting out there and going. This is what, Rob, pro sports is about. Guys have played injured or hurt before, and he's giving it a go, and I applaud it.
Right, as long as you're not putting a guy's career in jeopardy. And that
right.
That was the big thing
and
with Durant.
And I don't think they are, right, with
Durant
that hamstring.
One was bad, and he lost 15 months
right.
From that, Chris. That was the one we really, really – questioned, and I know they said Durant wanted to play, but sometimes, you know, you have to be stop the player from hurting
right.
themselves. You have to do that. That's why there are coaches, that's why there are doctors that have to sign off on stuff, you know, because if it's about just a player saying, hey, I want to play, everybody wants to play.
Right.
Kids would be running out there, Chris, with concussions, right, in football. Oh, no, put my helmet back on. I'm going back out there and could be seriously injured.
Yep. So, yeah, I agree with that. I just think it's totally different, the hamstring and the, you know, the injury that Durant had. It was a calf strain, they were calling it, but we knew how close that was to the Achilles. And some people even were doubting that, right? They were saying they thought it was an Achilles situation. So, but we'll see. I mean, look, it's hard to predict this because we don't know, you know, is Harden going to survive? Is he going to be half the player that he usually is? I before I knew Harden was coming back, I, you know, we picked the, both of us picked the Nets to win it all. So I'd love to see them win this game.
I also
thought Milwaukee was going to win. without Harden, and we'll see how good he is.
Yeah, and I expect a big night from Kevin Durant, Chris. I do not believe they will officiate the game that they did in Milwaukee against him. I think that'll change.
And that's important.
And that's big time. Right. There's no way he's going to shoot 9 for 25 and be roughed up by PJ. I think that that'll change.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you heard Nash dropping hints already in the press conference talking about it was non-basketball physicality.
Dude, you already know the league office. You don't think they got a call?
Yep.
You don't think?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes, they did.
And the league, I don't believe in fixing and all that stuff, but the league wouldn't mind it if this thing goes 7. They don't mind it if Kevin Durant continues to play deep in the playoffs.
We've seen this so many times. I mean, come on. I've been covering the league since 87. We've seen it where a star player gets 2 quick fouls and then, Chris, right in first quarter, and it neutralizes them.
Right,
it changes what you can do.
Well, because it's like holding in the NFL. I mean, you can call fouls on the tons of plays,
and
right?
You could call holding every play.
Right. They used to say with Shaq, you could call a foul every time down.
Right.
And you saw how physical P.J. Tucker was getting with Durant. Durant was going back at him, but obviously you could call fouls on a lot of that stuff. It was almost like they were letting him hand check Durant, like back in the day, you know. So we will see, but that's at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And, again, very excited about this game. If you love basketball, then I know you can't wait to see what unfolds tonight in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Nets playing with fire by bringing back James Harden tonight? Do you have an issue with it? You think it's too soon, or you cool with it like Rob and me? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Marcus Johnson, a five-time NBA All-Star, now a Milwaukee Bucks analyst, coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But until then, it's all about you, 877-99 on Fox. How you feel about James Harden coming back? Too soon or what? Let's see what
too
you got
soon,
to say.
Too soon, bro. Too soon.
Too soon, bro.
It's too soon, bro.
All right. Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
What's good? What's good? You know, I must say Parker's Platoon in the house because the people
man,
in D.C.
Man,
like, yo,
Tony,
you don't say Parker's Platoon no
it?
More.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Because don't
nah,
nobody
me
care.
Rob down, me and
we
Rob
down,
like Tony.
And
Jordan.
That's
so,
right. No doubt. Tony, you always represent when you come on the air.
Look,
yeah. I love it.
Get to it.
So I agree with you, Rob. This is too soon. And
Rob didn't
you know,
say it's too soon.
I said,
I
if
want to know, where do you think KD plays in this? Do you think KD's maybe pulled him to the side? Like, look, man,
no,
I don't think you
no,
probably do this.
No.
But
this
you
ain't
know,
his. This isn't the KD.
They wouldn't
nah,
do that.
No, nah,
it's just like
the same
a dude's
situation.
Contract, right? It's like a dude. They're always like, look, man, you got to do what's best for you.
Right.
Yeah, of course he wants him back. But I'd be shocked.
Me too.
If he said
I don't
like
think
that
that's something. First of all, the difference here is KD's won two championships. Seriously. I mean, I know they want to win, Chris, but he's won two. Kyrie's won one. Harden
right.
is the one who's dying to win a championship.
Right, right. And there's an element here, Rob, and, you know, like you said, obviously KD wants to win again. But in a sense, he's playing with house money. Because nobody expects him to win this series now without KD or Kyrie or Harden. And so if he somehow does, then it's just he just looks that much greater, you know? And if he doesn't,
oh, yeah. if this
it's
is
gonna
a
be like
tag
hey, what,
where
you
guys
know,
are in
expect?
And out the lineup, Chris, I totally agree. You know, like
right.
if all three of them were healthy and they steamrolled and didn't lose a playoff game until the finals, people would go, oh, what'd you expect? Of course you won.
Right.
There's a story here, right?
Oh yeah.
This
yeah.
has been a struggle.
I mean, it is an opportunity for him. Not that he wanted it, because obviously he wants his guys healthy, but it's an opportunity for him to take his legend to even higher places. Let's
no
put it
doubt.
That way.
Say if he has a big game, then I think he's going to have a big game. He comes
I
down
mean,
has
I think
a big
he has
game.
To, I think he has to. He might have a great game. They win tonight, but I think to really enhance his legend, we all know he's capable of a great game, but he needs to
no,
win
no,
this
no.
series.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't mean it like that. Like, that's going to change anything. I'm just saying I think he's going to have a big game. Marty in Kentucky, you're in the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
Marty, what up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good to hear from you, my man.
I saw River give you a shot in your jaw, and you know I was rooting for him because I wanted him to knock you out. I saw that video.
Yeah, it looked like P.J. Tucker playing defense on Durant.
That's right. That's exactly what it looked like.
I mean, I love 90s ball. I'd love to come back to hand-checking and everything, but you can't call it one way all season for the last 10 seasons.
Thank you.
And change it one game.
It was
obvious, Marty.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was glaring how much different it was. And I got it was exciting, but it was glaring.
Yeah, we're in a freedom of movement era, and you have to officially change that. You can't just change that because it's good for Milwaukee. Well, I guess you can because they did. But I expect Durant to have a big night. If PJ tries to spend him like that tonight, I think he'll be in foul trouble real quick. And as far as Harden goes, I think that Brooklyn was playing this safe with a hammy and up to and winning big. They thought, you know what, we're going to sit James. If game six or game five, when we come back, if we got a 3-1 lead, we'll probably sit him another one.
Yeah, I do agree with that, Marty.
Yeah,
I do think, right? Yeah. When they're up 2-0, Rob, and then even game three, right, where they could have won, they're like, okay, we probably can win game four without James, or we should have won game three.
Right, they didn't know Kyrie.
Right, you don't know Kyrie's going down. And yeah,
but I totally agree. I mean, they won those first two games, but you were thinking they don't need to bring James back at all till the next round. Am I right? After the first two.
Yep.
That's what it felt like, at least. Let's go to Mike in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thank you. I think your show is just fantastic. Thank you for the entertainment each and every day.
We appreciate that, my man.
I'll tell you, you guys are not from Houston, that's for sure.
Does everybody dislike Harden down there now?
Right.
I don't know about everybody, but I'll tell you what. This fat pig that came down to Houston in the way that he came into the team destroyed a franchise. I don't have any sympathy for that guy when he comes back or if he comes back. Maybe he'll get two hamstrings tonight and end it.
Hey, he gave you 8 great years. You got to give him that.
Oh, come on, Chris. Give me a break, man.
8 great, Rob, you, am I wrong? 8 great years.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Chris.
Here is the thing. When you talk about Rob as being the creature of the moment, good night. You guys are terrible at this.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for the call. We appreciate you, Mike.
I don't know how to read that. First, we were the best thing since sliced bread. Since now we're terrible.
But I think, Chris, you know, it's always about the divorce. Of course, he had 8 great years there, but it's the way he left, the whole situation.
Do you remember
he was
when
out
of
shape.
You had 5 good years with your wife? Do you remember that? Like, do you look back at the good years, right?
I remember the bad ones at the end. You know what I'm
saying?
You
remember, really? Oh, I mean, that overshadows everything.
The divorce, you know what I mean? All it was supposed to be forever when I got married. I remember that very clearly.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. I remember
you gotta,
when you
why
told
you got
to
open up wounds, Chris,
no,
and pour
I mean,
salt
just,
into
I
them.
Thought I was actually thought I was going to bring back good memories.
No, I'm kind of verklempt now that you're talking about my ex-wife.
Wow, look at you.
And how it
thinking
only lasted
in the thesaurus.
5 years and 7 years totally. And still to this day, I'm a 57-year-old man, and I've never told another woman I love them other than my wife.
Look at this.
I mean, and I've been searching high and low for Miss Water Buffalo. Looking for
Miss Water Buffalo, 35 and under. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Marcus Johnson coming up. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is the Bally Sports Wisconsin Bucks TV analyst. A 5-time NBA All-Star during his playing career. One of the best to ever lace him up for the Milwaukee Bucks franchise, Marcus Johnson. Marcus, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, man, what's happening? And actually, we're Bally Sports right now. I just got to point that out. That's our
Bally Sports.
The new branding going on. But, man, it's
I mean, I'm excited, man. This has been a great series so far. Not the time capsule, you know, aesthetically pleasing as you would have expected, but it's been a good series.
Hey, before we get there, you know, we got a bone to pick with you with the raising of your son, who somehow believes Michael Jordan isn't the greatest player who ever played, that Michael is the GOAT. What's going on in your household?
He said LeBron. We had him on last night, Marcus. Josiah. He came on here and was singing LeBron's praises as the best player ever.
We went upside his head.
Hey, these youngsters just don't get it, man.
They don't get it.
They don't understand. They, you know, they weren't around to really experience the greatness of Michael. And even though, I mean, the Last Dance shed a little light on it, but, you know, the average 35, 36 and be defensive player of the year in the same year. I mean, they don't get that. They don't get that for some reason.
Now, do you, because you obviously were a little before Michael, do you consider him the GOAT? Or because some guys in your generation don't. Do you consider him or somebody else?
Well, you know, Kareem, for me, ranks right up there. I mean, I'm a big respecter of Wilt Chamberlain and kind of, you know, and that's kind of the archaic old ages in terms of basketball. But I have no problem giving it up to Michael. You know, the three, go to baseball, lose to Orlando when you come back, then three more. And the way he did it and the clutch shots that he hit, I have no issues whatsoever with Michael being called the greatest of all time. Michael was a rookie. He's playing in the sports arena. I'm with the Clippers. And I set a hard back screen on him, and he comes in elbows first, Chris Rob. Hits me with an elbow, and I grab him. I say, hey, rookie, watch the elbow. He shakes loose and says, hey, bet, watch the screen. I was like, oh, okay.
Right. Okay, he's going to be all right.
Yeah,
right. I like that.
This is a different kind of MJ right here. Okay, I can feel that. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. It won't be P.J. Tucker won't be getting away with that physical Charles Oakley, the late Anthony Mason defense in Brooklyn. Do you think that referee's going to call it different than what we saw in Milwaukee?
Oh, Rob, here you go crying about the
I'm crying. It's here. Yes.
Oh, man. We're just talking about old school bat Jordan rules. Detroit
I know. Pistons. That was old school. That seemed like a game from the 90s.
Now you want to cry about PJ. Look, if PJ gets two fouls in the first 3 minutes, we're in trouble. You know?
Yep, you already know it.
Right.
And Steve Nash is doing a good job of setting up the official. I'm sure he's probably sent footage. It's a physical series. And the only way you're going to – and I'm not even going to say stop KD, but just slow him down enough to make him not as effective maybe in the waning moments of a game is to try and just wear him down physically. And I would suspect that PJ would have to, you know, be a little bit more judicious in the physicality tonight, especially at the start of the game.
Were you surprised? I mean, a lot of people, I'm guessing you picked the Bucks to win this series. And a lot of people picked them even with Kyrie and Harden healthy. Were you surprised when Harden went down early that the Nets just had their way with Milwaukee in the first two games and even had a good chance to win game three? And why do you think it happened if you're surprised?
Well, I'm trying to remember if I picked the Bucks to win the series when everybody was healthy. I think I was just kind of like, hey, you know, that position of that Switzerland neutrality position of if we play, you know, we have to play our great. And I said this publicly. I forgot where, but we can play our best and still not win a series against those three. But once Harden went down, what surprised me was how well the Nets have played the Bucks defensively. How well Kyrie Irving has stepped up to the challenge with Drew Holiday and just totally kind of took Drew out of any kind of a rhythm. Now the Bucks helped because they didn't have the ball in his hands like Drew needed to get that kind of rhythm that makes him effective. But Kyrie's second effort plays. I posted something on Twitter. He got beat. He never quit. He always comes from behind and he's reaching and grabbing at the basketball. And so just the overall defense of the Nets has been the way they're keying in on Giannis. Every time he spins, somebody's in his face, grabbing at the basketball. Bruce Brown tying him up. You know, just that attention to detail defensively you know, I hadn't watched a lot of the Nets play this season, so all you read about is just how bad their defense is, and I'm sure it was. But the way they play, man, their defense, to me, was the biggest surprise and was one of the things that had them being the dominant team the first couple of games.
Did you obviously Harden's back tonight with the hamstring injury. Did you ever play through, you know, a hamstring injury maybe similar to his? And how did that affect you? Like, how do you, if you can kind of try to put yourself in Harden's shoes, know if you played through that type of injury, what is it like? What will it be like for him?
I got to go with a funny story. I was with the Clippers, so I guess it really didn't count all that much. But I was with the Clippers, pulled a hamstring back in the struggling days. So I'm out about a week. I come back early because my best friend, my buddy from Milwaukee, Junior Bridgman, was starting in my place, and he was averaging about 30 a game. I'm like, JP, why you pick now? That, like,
do your we got to get him out of there, right?
To do your Alex English imitation. Why you got to pick now? You know, so I go back in earlier than I should have. I still didn't start, which I got pissed off at because back in those days it was all about you don't lose your starting spot because of injury. I played about 10-15 minutes against Dallas. I'll never forget it. Just like James Harden, trying to make a move going to the basket, and just kept running out of bounds, clutching the back of my leg because I had messed it up again, had to sit out another 2 weeks. So it's one of the tougher injuries to play with when you're not completely healed. And that's going to be, especially the way, it's not like Willis Reed coming in and shooting a couple of jumpers and that's it. It's James Harden with the ball in his hands, with the 40% usage rate, you know, when he's cooking. And so that's going to be a real tough challenge for James tonight. To be, and trust me, the Bucks are going to go out. You got to make him pull out every elusive maneuver in his bag, sidestep, back steps, all kind of steps he hadn't even invented yet, just to make him active so you can test that thing. And I'm sure the Bucks will do just that.
Speaking of injuries, can you believe maybe we're just, you know, because we're caught up in it, but I've don't remember there being so many injuries in the NBA all year long. You know, and now in the postseason, and to stars, not just any old body. I mean, a lot of guys. What do you have a theory on why this is and what's happened? These guys got trainers and dietitians, and they spend $1 million on their bodies, and they can't play a full season.
Well, yeah, and that coupled with but the fact that this was the quickest turnaround ever, I think, in professional sports history in terms of the short off season. The compressed nature of this 72-game schedule that started when we started December, you know, mid to late, whenever that was, we started planned, you know, almost every other day for these guys. I just think with these guys, their bodies aren't or has not been used to that kind of toll that it's taken. For us, you know, we played 3 games in 3 nights. We played 5 and 7 days. We did crazy stuff. Jump on a 6 a.m. flight the next morning, have to take the first flight out with a game the next night. We were kind of used to playing like that besides all the partying and the drinking and everything else. We were, you know what I mean? It was like
– Right. And don't forget, you flew commercial on the plane with everybody else because I used to be on those flights.
So we're – we got to go through the airport, and we didn't have the luxury of a big cordon off and quarantine from the general population.
Yeah.
So it was a different era. It's a different era, but I think just because of the condensed nature of this season, I suspected early on that you would see a lot of hamstrings, a lot of pulls, a lot of stuff going on with these guys, groin pulls and things of that nature that happens when you're playing a lot of games and your body's not so much prepared, but just kind of used to having that kind of a rigorous of a schedule. So we're seeing the fruition of all that.
Marcus, win or lose for the Bucks, you know, Giannis is going to still have to continue developing his game. So you know him very well, obviously. You're at every game and stuff. What's realistic for him to improve on, like, in these upcoming off seasons? Like, obviously you keep working on your jumper. How realistic is it for him to become, like, a very good jump shooter? Should he work on the mid-range and the three, or more so the mid-range? Or what about getting more of a real post-up game? Like, what do you think the next step realistically is for him?
Well, and so, Christian, you said it. Watching him all season, what he's – see, and here's the deal. Giannis would love to play like KD. I know KD says, don't call me Giannis. But he would love that. That's his template. You know what I'm saying? That's who he would love to be able to put it on the floor, a couple hard dribbles, pull up elbow jumpers, break people off in the short corners, and kind of shoot right over them. But he's not there yet, and so that kind of pressure for him. He's a real sensitive guy mentally in terms of his outside shooting, and it doesn't take a lot to kind of throw him off and then missing a couple early but watching KD. To me, right. I think that's a big part of it. Watching KD night in, night out, do it so easily, so effortlessly. I think it affects Giannis. But in terms of where he needs to improve, I think knocking down mid-range jump shots, because your three-point shot, he's had months this year where he shot 32-33%. From the three-point line, but I don't know how sustainable that is. But I do believe that, and even at the free throw line, he's had some free throw stretches where he's shooting 75-80% over 20-25 games. It's in there. I think for him is to continue to build that confidence. Post up, he can get to the middle when he wants to. I don't like the right shoulder fadeaways. Them to have a steady diet of that. I just rather see just an old-fashioned up and over jump hook, when he gets middle. Right. So I think that's an element that he can bring to this game also. But I think just knocking down, you see how the Nets are playing. I mean, teams playing that way come money time. You back way off. You're giving him all the 15-footers you want you can have. And it's just, it's just tough. Now, to his credit, I think he had, 12 potential assists, whatever they are, the last game. He'd average, I think, 6 potential assists a game the first three. So he's doing a better job of looking to playmake. He's got to take advantage of the fact that he's one of those gravity guys, one of those guys that can be a decoy and penetrate, collapse the defense. Now, pass early. Hit those shooters early so they can get into a rhythm and you can kind of spread that defense out a little bit. So those are the kind of elements of his game that I think are most important to his success as a player and the team's success also.
That's Marcus Johnson, 5-time NBA All-Star. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it, brother.
Anytime, man. Look, when he told me 4:30, I'm like, what time the game start? Then I found out
it was 5:30, yes.
I found out the game starts at 5:30 out here, so I was cool with it. I was like, what are you guys are tripping, man.
We wouldn't do that to you. Come on.
I should have known better, man. But appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, enjoy it tonight. Yep, more Odd Couple coming away, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up the first hour of It's Trash Talking Tuesday. And Rob, you know MLB, we've been hearing all the talk about the sticky icky and homemade glue and spider glue or whatever, spider tack, whatever this stuff is called.
Yeah.
So now the league has come down and said if you get caught using some of this extra stuff, you're going to be suspended for 10 games, all right? Now, Tyler Glasnow, he is out with a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament and a flexor tendon strain, and he's blaming it on baseball. So, Rob, what is he saying, Rob G? He's blaming this on baseball.
Because he can't use something to
grip the ball.
To help him grip the ball, which is why, you know, guys have used all kinds of stuff over the years.
He said he was using sunscreen.
Yeah, you know, like, the ball is, brand new balls, whenever you get them, they're slick. They're slick. And, you know, it's hard to grip. That's why they usually put mud on them. You know, Chris, when right. I was a pitcher in Pony League and stuff like that, we had a rosin bag. You remember in the old days, you used to see a rosin bag behind the mound, right? You remember that?
Yeah,
you don't see those anymore.
The league is saying you can use the rosin bag. Rob G, aren't they? But they're saying you can use a rosin bag.
Yeah, rosin bag is what they
used
to use.
You can't use anything extra. Here's what Glasnow said.
Yeah, here's what he said. Go ahead.
Do it in the offseason, meaning make the changes in the offseason. Give us a chance to adjust to it. But I just threw 80 innings. Then you tell me I can't use anything in the middle of the year? I have to change everything I've been doing the entire season? I'm telling you, I truly believe that's why I got hurt. So he's saying because he had to stop using the sunscreen, that's why he had to change his grip and all that, and that's why I got hurt. Here's the thing, Rob. I'm sorry. I don't feel for him because the rule was already in place.
Right.
It was already against the rules.
He was skirting the rules, right.
Yes.
He was. Right.
They're just saying now we're going to enforce it. And so I don't feel for him, even if that is the case, that's why he got hurt. But where are you at on this, Rob? Are you cool with this new rule and everything?
Well, the rule, I mean.
Or enforcement of it.
It's got to be 10 days without pay. And the union's not going for that during the season. So I guess they're trying to hurt the team, Chris, right, by not having your pitcher pitch for 2 weeks.
Right.
But my other thing is all of these great pitchers who pitched in the big leagues, they didn't have all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so when these guys are crying and bellyaching about
what they've had. Well, a lot of them have said they used something.
No, but they didn't use that. They used to have rosin. They used some pine tar maybe. But this way more sophisticated, Chris. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
It's like the designer steroids and stuff that they use that with a masking agent that you can't tell. You know, like it's way more sophisticated than it was.
Yeah, and I just want them, and I get it. Look, if the pitchers are saying they need something to get the grip, then again, you got the rosin bag. All right? And whatever they do, just make it uniform. If you're going to let them use extra stuff, let all of them. If you're not, then if you find out they're using it, get them out of there. And I think that's what they're trying to do. So we'll see. 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.